This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nai Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu gathers all of Klal Yisrael, and he darshans to them. He explains to them about the importance of Shabbos. He teaches them about the observance of Shabbos. He tells them about what needs to be donated for the Mishkan. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu finishes his discourse, the pasuk says right before Sheni, Vayetzu Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael Milfnei Moshe. All of B'nai Yisrael left from before the presence of Moshe. Now this is somewhat obvious. If they're standing in front of Moshe, they obviously left from before the presence of Moshe. Why does it have to say, asks Rabbi Elia Lapian, they left from before the presence of Moshe? They were standing in his presence, so it should say they left. Why say the words, they left from before the presence of Moshe? We know who's giving the drasha. That's how the parsha opened. Says Rabbi Elia Lapian, in life we often go through experiences. We have a Shabbos, we have Yomim Tovim, we have Limudim. When Shabbos is over, sometimes unfortunately Shabbos is over and there is no mark on the person that he just experienced the Shabbos. Sometimes a person learns, and after he finishes learning, you look at him, there seems to be no evidence that this person just learned. Yes, he learned. Yes, he experienced the Shabbos. But the person did not commit himself to the mitzvah to the extent where that mitzvah made an impact on him. But not so in this situation. Klal Yisrael, when they stood before Moshe, they took in the experience, they brought it in not only into their mind, but they brought it into their hearts, so that when they left, there was an indelible impression on them that they had just been in the presence of Moshe. And therefore the pasuk says, Klal Yisrael left from before the presence of Moshe. From here we learn that whenever we're involved in a mitzvah, whenever we have the opportunity to connect to Hashem, we should do so on a deep level, so that when we're finished performing that mitzvah, when we're finished doing that good deed and that mitzvah makes an impression on us that those who see us see, you know, the same way when we wear tefillin. So you sort of tighten it enough that an hour later, someone could look at your arm and they see, oh, this person wore tefillin. But that's a mashal. Whenever you do a mitzvah, the mitzvah should make an impact on you. It should have an impression on you. It should change you. When we walk away from a mitzvah, it should be noticeable we're walking away from before the presence of Moshe. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.